What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and we are all just sending our love to the people in Southern California after they are dealing with these massive wildfires. And we're checking in with some of our friends down there. Our friend Natalie Tavidian, who works for KNX LA News Talk, is on the phone. And Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing as well as I can, but I need to be okay with not being okay
for
some time.
Now, how long have you lived in Los Angeles?
I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I grew up here. I moved around for a while because, as you know, I'm a reporter for KNX here. Cover everything here in LA, and nothing like this has ever happened to me where I sort of become the story. I grew up in the home that burnt down during these fires.
Oh my gosh, that is heartbreaking, Natalie. When we heard this, I mean, this is a story that way too many people are now telling, that they have lost their homes. And this home that you grew up in, were you able to get your family out safely? What happened?
Yeah, so As you know, there are multiple fires burning right now. We got word that another fire started in Altadena. So now Altadena, Pasadena, they're right next to one another. And I called my editor and I'm like, hey, we've been out here all day. We have multiple reporters here. Send me to Pasadena. I know that area like the back of my hand. I grew up there. My family home is there. And I got word that my grandmother's street had a mandatory evacuation. So as I'm driving and I'm trying to get a hold of my mom to go pick up grandma and panicking about her while I'm working, while I'm informing people and what's going on and where all this is going on, my mom leaves the house and goes to grandma's, which is a 10-minute drive, is in Altadena. We're in Pasadena. We don't have evacuation orders yet at my family home. Grandma gets out and then my brother and I get to the house, and I didn't think that our home would burn down. You don't think that. Nobody ever thinks that. And I could see the fires burning in the mountains right behind our house. And I told my brother, I said, anything could happen. Let's get the photo albums out. And we just started loading boxes and boxes of videos, VHS, high eights, you name it. These are videos from the 70s, the 80s.
Wow.
My parents' wedding videos. And we just got that's what we got out of the house. And then police started circling around the neighborhood telling people it's now a mandatory evacuation around my family home. And we had to get out, and I sent my brother off to friends. I continued to work. I continued to tell people what's going on just a little bit further down the street. And I had no idea. I got off the clock around 2 a.m. I was watching the TV news reporters, and I saw a house burning that was adjacent to mine. And the next day I had a friend from TV news. She called me crying, saying, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And that's how I found out what happened.
Oh man, Natalie, it's like you said, you never imagined something like that could happen to you. And then when you go into your house and take things and the fact that you guys went straight for the videos and the photo albums and things like that. And have you been back to the site since?
I just parked. I'm on the property and I'm staring at what's left of it. And it's a melted garage door. Our metal door has just fell. That's the only thing that didn't melt. The home is just destroyed. I saw my mom here, and I'm like, Mom, what are you doing here? Like, you can't look at this. It's so difficult to even look at. And it's so sporadic. It's like a house or two here, one up there. The rest are just fine. And it's very hard to digest, like, why our home, why this one?
Yeah,
my dad bought this house in 1988, and his realtor had called him at like 5 a.m. and said, this is the home I think is for you, for your family. And he couldn't bother the people living inside, and he looked over and he looked at the backyard, and there's a swimming pool in the backyard, and he looked up at the mountains and he said, I'll take it.
Oh.
And he just loved this home. He would sit in the backyard and just stare at the mountains for hours and hours and hours. And I lost my dad at the age of 58 3 years ago, and that is what's so devastating about this, is that this is the home that he and my mom built together.
There's just no words. I can't imagine what you're feeling. I just want you to know that we are sending you love. That doesn't do anything, but it, just so you know, this city, Las Vegas, we're like the little sister to Los Angeles, and we are talking about you, thinking about you. Natalie, thank you for taking the time out of what is probably one of the most devastating things in your life to talk to us, and let us see that there are real people behind this. There are real lives that are affected, and we're just sending you all of our love, and please send it to your family too.
Thank you so much. And I'm feeling the love and I'm receiving the love. And saying about all this is that as a news reporter, I'm always asking people questions on the worst days of their lives. And sometimes I ask them, why did you agree to talk to me? And I see it now. I think people agree to talk because they feel sharing their story will help others, aside from just painting a picture of the devastation, is to say that so many of us are in this together. So many of us are going through this, and this does suck, but we do need to put ourselves first and take the time to process all this. I've taken time off of work to process this and take all the steps to start rebuilding.
And it's going to take a while, Natalie, and I hope you give yourself that grace that you deserve to get through this. And we're so thankful for you really giving us the human side and your perspective to this tragic situation. Thank you so much.
Of course, reach out anytime. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Natalie Tavidian from KNX. If you guys want to help, if you're able to, the Red Cross is a great organization. We've got some more listed on our website at mix941.fm.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.